Blog Talk Radio.
IMTN Worldwide Radio is back on the air once again. I know it's been a while. I had to go ahead and get a show in on the side of the night where the Atlanta Falcons are once again headed to the Super Bowl. They will be facing the New England Patriots on February 5th. Very, very, very exciting time. And just couldn't wait to do a show next week, so I said I'll go ahead and sneak one in tonight just to kind of get a feel for how fans might be feeling. Again, this is a last-minute show, of course. Didn't plan it, didn't script it, nothing. Just decided to get on the air. Number 646-652-4479 if you happen to be able to call in. I do know I have new listeners from different parts of the country and actually the world, so I'm excited about that. Of course, and you know what? I just forgot. If you are out of the way, you could always go to the chat room as I launch the chat room right now, and you can type in whatever statement or comment that you might want everybody to hear, and I'll read it on the air for you live. Again, that number is 646-652-4479. If you're around a Falcon fan, you definitely should call in. I might take a few New England Patriots calls. I will be looking at the area codes if they pull up. But if I don't get any calls tonight, that's fine. I'm going to do a couple of shows next week. That reminds me, I will be interviewing a doctor located in the Atlanta area. Her name is Dr. T. Houston, and she actually has a book called Detox Style, and I will be interviewing her about her book, about her work as a doctor, her specialty. You can actually look her up on her website, her company website, drthouston.com. So check that out. That interview should be next Tuesday, actually, so stay tuned for that. But tonight, it's all about the Atlanta Falcons, all about Atlanta. If you saw any clips on the news by now, you've seen all the highlights. You've seen the owner, Arthur Blank, dancing in the middle of the Georgia Dome floor, which, of course, tonight was actually the last time any football games or any kind of games, period, will be ever played there. If you don't know, Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be opening up this fall, and the actual Georgia Dome will be demolished, sadly. It'll be part of the parking lot there. So this is really, 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 really nice to send out the Georgia Dome that's been around for, I think they said 25 years now. Long time for a building to be up, and definitely a lot of memories, but this definitely has to be one of the top memories ever as far as the Georgia Dome goes. So, again, this is a show for primarily Atlanta Falcons fans, but football fans in general. A lot of teams, four teams played today, 2-1. So you might be a fan of one of the two losing teams, possibly. I'll let you call in as well, 646-652-4479. Let's see. It looks like we had someone call in, but they hung up already. So if you are an Atlanta Falcons fan, where does this rate in regards to wins and losses in your memory? There's a lot of Falcons fans that have grew up Falcons fans for the last 40, 50 years. And you know we've only been to two Super Bowl. Well, this would be the second one in history, where the Patriots, who we're about to play, this is going to be their ninth appearance in the Super Bowl, which is just crazy when you think about the early years of the Patriots, right? So how does this rate? Are you excited? Are you really, really excited, or kind of excited until February 5th? Do you think it's real? Do you think there's going to be a replay that's going to take all this away? What do you think? 646-652-4479. If you're a Patriots fan, do you think you're going to easily, you know, beat the Falcons? Do you think Tom Brady, you know, since he is a Super Bowl champion four times over and he's been to the game so many times, is this going to be easy? You know, I watched some of the game. It was just so disinteresting. I couldn't watch all of it. It had stuff to do. But Pittsburgh is not the Atlanta Falcons. And for all is said and done, Patriots are going to have the work cut out for them. One, they're facing a team that was hotter than the Green Bay Packers, even though the Packers have won all those games in a row. Not the same as what the Falcons were doing. Just straight up, it wasn't. The other thing I think people really need to take a look at, skill player-wise, Falcons got the Patriots beat. I don't care about the scheme. And sometimes talent does trump. God, I hate saying that. The scheme. Okay, and so I really want people to kind of take a look at that. At a certain point, if you just have more talent on your team, you're probably going to win. And I think there's a lot to prove with the Falcons this year, especially how last year ended, just trying to get through having the new offensive coordinator and the new players and things of that nature. Yes, we did have some injuries, but everybody has injuries, right? You got to play through those. This year, 11-5, got the bye, second seed. And just the way that we played and throttled Seattle, okay, a little revenge of what happened early in the year. And then we handled the Green Bay Packers, also a team that we played early in the year. Wasn't even close. It wasn't that there was never any doubt, as far as my mind, that the Falcons were going to win. Didn't know they were going to score, you know, 40 points, right? But it was never in doubt. There was no way Green Bay was going to just – they weren't going to win the game, okay? So at a certain point, when is it to where the Falcons are really going to be deemed as an actual favorite? Because before this game, well, really before the playoff season started, it was still an afterthought that the Falcons could even be a real legit threat. Most people were still not picking the Falcons in any kind of serious mode. You know, even after it was clear that they were going to win the division, it wasn't really the Falcons. It was Aaron Rodgers and the miraculous Green Bay Packers, right? 646-652-4479 is the number if you'd like to call in. But, hey, guess what? Today is another day. And if you looked at that game, there is no way, again. And one thing also, defense. And I keep saying defense wins championships. Any other Falcon team in the past, Aaron Rodgers would have been able to come back yet again. He's done it before, right? 30 points in the fourth quarter. You know, there was no feeling that this defense was going to let that happen. Whether or not Matt Ryan and the offense scored a lot of points or not, there is just no ebb and flow of the game that it felt like Aaron was going to just keep going up and down the field and just score points at will. You see what I'm saying? And even though the Falcons didn't even really run the ball great today, they still ran it enough for it to matter. And I think that's very important, too. I watched some of the Pittsburgh Patriots game. The Patriots didn't run the ball that well either, but they ran enough for it to matter, and that's important. You see what I'm saying? And so I think with all the phases of the, you know, the special teams, defense, offense, everybody, how the Falcons are playing, how they've been playing all this year, really. Again, there's only really been two games that Falcons really got outplayed, okay? Or I would say, like, they deserved to lose the game, okay? That was the first game of the season against Tampa. Okay, and I would say that San Diego game, okay, that was just ridiculous. Kansas City game, could have went either way, but that was also a game they should have won. So I'll say three games, okay? So you take those three games, hey, Falcons should have been 14-2 this year, okay? Literally. That's how well they've been playing overall, And I think now, at this point, everybody in the league knows it. Everybody knows that Matt Ryan is probably the best quarterback in the league this year. They know it. They know Julio is the best wide receiver in the league. They know that for sure. They know the running backs, Tevin Coleman and oh, my goodness. Am I really forgetting Freeman? There you go, Freeman. And, you know, we have Vic Beasley. Now, one thing I will note that the Falcons, and I'm talking mostly Falcons today, y'all, are missing the four rushers didn't really get to the quarterback, but they've contained them better than most over a period of time. And actually, we do have one sack that we did get. Hageman got a sack today. But we got a lot of hits on A.A. Ron tonight. That was really good, okay? And he did get some passes out there, but it wasn't so, you know, free-flowing to where he just could do anything he doggone wanted. That didn't happen tonight. We had passes defense tonight more so than ever before against someone like Aaron Rodgers. And, again, if people remember that game earlier in the season with the Falcons and Green Bay, that was just a one-point loss. Okay, they were slinging it around that game. A lot of adjustments has been made since then. We've got press coverage. They weren't playing zone that much. There wasn't that many open holes tonight. I mean, it was really, really, really special. And when you look at what the score ended up being, I mean, think about this. We had them shut out for a good long period of time. The game was over by the time they got to 14 points. You see what I'm saying? The game was over then, really. You know, like I said, if the score had been closer, Matt would have had over 400 yards, but they didn't need him out there that long. You see what I'm saying? So it's very exciting for anybody who is an Atlanta fan to see how the team played so well today to really lock it up, to officially be NFC champions again, even though it's been so long since the last time. But here's the other thing about this, and again, 646-652-4479. We got a comment, question. Let me see here. These folks on Facebook. All right. It's not so much legacy, but the future. The defense, a lot of young players all across the board, and we're going to get more come up the next couple of drafts, right? On offense, everybody's in their prime, okay? We're going to have to start replacing some of the offensive linemen eventually, but right now they're good. I mean, we're one of the only teams in the league that has had their whole offensive line play all their games. That kind of counts. Okay, it helps, right? But pretty much all of them are young or in their prime, okay? Matt Ryan is only 31 years old, okay? So we are literally looking at the possibility of, depending on what the outcome is on February 5th, could we say the word dynasty? I don't know. It's too early until we actually win something and we win it on a regular basis. I mean, other teams have been called dynasties with just, you know, a couple of wins, you know, Super Bowl wins here and there, and winning and things of that nature. Why not us? Okay. So I would say definitely in the Dan Quinn era, if we keep all this together for at least the next 10 years, let's just say 10 years, and we can get 3 Super Bowls out of it. It's all gone right. Okay, especially if we're in the NFC Championship game, at least most of them. You know, if the Patriots can be in their, I think their 6th straight AFC Championship game, okay, they didn't win all of them, but they won enough to matter, right? So why can't we do that? Why can't we take over the NFC? Let's think about who's in the NFC at the top now. We can beat Dallas. We know that. We can beat Green Bay. We know that. Who else is there? Okay. Who else is going to – it's not going to be anybody from our division anymore. Not going to be Carolina. Not going to be the Saints. Not going to be Tampa Bay. Sorry. Okay. It's not going to be anybody from the NFC North. Minnesota, Detroit. It's not going to be anybody other than Dallas. The Eagles? No. The Giants? No. You see what I'm saying? And even if Kyle Shanahan goes to Frisco, it's going to be a decade before they're good again. I'm sorry. So, sorry, Kyle. 646-652-4479. So it's very exciting to just have that opportunity to say, you know, are the Falcons finally at that point where we can look at them? Are the Falcons where everybody else can look at them like we want them to be looked at as a contender on a regular basis? That's where I think we are. I'm excited about it. We're primed. Prime time. There you go. We're primed and ready to go. And again, I feel that if we win this Super Bowl, we're going into the new stadium. I mean, just think about that on the free agent side. How many really really, really good players would want to come and play for the Atlanta Falcons post winning a Super Bowl? You see what I'm saying? That's going to be a big deal. You see what I'm saying? And again, at this point, it looks like we can't mess up on the draft anymore, right? Not now after this, because really, really, truth be told, again, Dimitroff, you know, his draft kind of got us to the Super Bowl. Between that and Dan Quinn's scheme and coaching, in this particular case, Dan, you know, came in knowing what he needed. He had just came from two straight Super Bowls himself, if people remember, right? You see what I'm saying? So he came to Atlanta. His first year went 8-8. A lot of stuff happened to get to 8-8. You know, from the last 2 years that the Falcons had before that, okay, which were horrible, right? So just for us to get to 8-8 was a big deal. We didn't get the playoffs, unfortunately, but here's the makeup. And in his second year as a head coach, remember, he's brand new to coaching. In his second year of head coaching, he's in the Super Bowl. This is something he's used to, obviously. You see what I'm saying? And so with that, you know, Arthur Blank has to be given a lot of credit for keeping this staff, you know, together. And, again, a lot of us naysayers, we were really kind of scared and depressed and mad because of some of the picks that we've had in the past. But now those picks are panning out, you know, and there's a lot with player development and coaching and players wanting to do it. And again, that all plays a part, and we're finally seeing the results of what it means to have a really good organization like the top teams that go to the Super Bowl a whole heck of a lot. It looks like we have it, and I think that's what we need to be excited about, that no matter what, we now have a chance year after year after year. We'll be looked at the beginning of the season, you see what I'm saying, June, July, as potential contenders for the Super Bowl each year. We won't be an afterthought anymore. You see what I'm saying? So I think that's a big deal. Now, as far as our competitors again, New England Patriots, they have the history. You know, they got Belichick, they got the defense. I think they have one of the better defenses in regards to takeaways. Hey, guess what? When was the last time Matt Ryan even threw an interception? Okay? So I don't think it's going to be that at worst. It might be a fumble here and there. I will say this. Drop passes could matter. And today it didn't matter because, you know, Green Bay just wasn't doing nothing. But against New England, it'll be a different story. Three or four drop passes could be the game, literally, in different situations or whatnot. It might not, of course, if Matt, you know, throws another four touchdowns or whatever, but that's something I will be looking at. I'd be worried about a little bit. Weather won't be an issue because we'll be in a dome again, so I'm not worried about that. So, again, I'm excited. And the other thing about legitimacy is won't be no excuses if you beat the best team. Pittsburgh wasn't going to be the best team, so if we had beat Pittsburgh, especially in lieu of the fact that Bell had got hurt, so if he hadn't played in the Super Bowl, that would have been their excuse, right? So I'm glad that we're playing the Patriots. I don't care if we get beat or not. If we get beat by the better team, so be it. But I want to see us play the best team. So that way there be beyond no shadow of doubt, the Atlanta Falcons are Super Bowl champions. That's it. Beat the best quarterback ever. That's it, right? People would be like, well, they don't have Gronk. Oh, well, right? So I'm excited about it. I don't know if you are or not. Hopefully you are. If you get to listen to this show after the fact, of course, you can always send a message. You can follow the show on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. And, of course, you can add yourself to the show for free. Subscribe, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, so that way you can know when the next show is going to be airing. And again, I didn't advertise, I didn't market this show, I didn't promote the show at all. I just at basically 11:05, I decided to do a show at 11:30 tonight. So I do apologize for that. I'm going to check Facebook again, just real brief. Let's see. All right. So that's going to do it for the show tonight. I just wanted to, the other reason I wanted to do a show is because I needed to test everything out, just make sure everything worked. Because I am going to be on the air a lot coming up over the next few weeks. Again, I have Dr. T. Houston that's going to be on the show next Tuesday. So I'm excited about that. She's going to be talking about what she does as a doctor. I'm not going to give the whole show away to you. She's going to tell you what she does. But you can visit her website, www.drthouston.com. Of course, visit my website at www.imtmworldwide.com. If you're somebody who's trying to do something on the entertainment spectrum or you need a casting director or anything like that, check that out. If you need help with your business or you're trying to start your own business from scratch, you can visit my business site, www.innovativeenterprises.com. That's one E, by the way. And, of course, you can also follow me on Instagram. I mentioned the radio, Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio, Instagram, and then also IMTM Worldwide on Instagram as well. So that's going to do it for tonight. Very, very, very excited about the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, and by the way, the Atlanta Hawks also won this weekend. Had a great weekend. They won on Friday and Saturday night, and they're going to beat the Clippers tomorrow night on Monday. So I'm very excited about the Atlanta Hawks. And again, that's another part of, you know, just being in the city of Atlanta. We have not had the best history overall, and I think we're getting close. We're getting close to being where a whole lot of other franchises have been, and that's going to be a big deal for the city over the next decade or so. So shout-out to the Atlanta Hawks as well. But, again, this is going to be a short show tonight. We'll go ahead and get off now. Thanks for all who were able to get on briefly and listen to me gush over the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl bound against the New England Patriots, February 5th, be there or be square. I hear tickets are low in history, but probably not now because now that Patriots are in there, those low prices, they're gone. So you have to, you know, go ahead and pony up $1,000 and be happy with it. But Super Bowl, February 5th, find out where you're going. It's there, safe and all that. Watch the game, enjoy it, whichever fan of whichever team you are. Hopefully you're going to win, but it's going to be the Atlanta Falcons. Super Bowl champions 2017, very excited. Congratulations again to the Atlanta Falcons, all the Atlanta Falcons fans, all the true diehard fans who've been really waiting for another opportunity to see their team win. Very exciting time. Going to talk about it more next week, but until then, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care.